Hey, church family. This is Dustin Robinson. I'm up for deacon, and I am here to share with you my testimony. I am thankful for Emmanuel, and I'm thankful for all of you for putting me up for deacon, and I just hope and pray that I am able to serve the body well. My entire life, up until I was 26 years old, I gave very little thought to God. The only time I ever thought about him was when I would see my grandmother, she would ask me if I was reading my Bible, do I believe in God? Do I believe in Jesus? Do I believe these things? And I would just kind of brush her off and say, no, Granny, I don't. I just don't believe in that. That's just not for me. And she would just keep telling me she was praying for me every night. And looking back now, it is just very, very emotional to think that she was relentlessly praying for me. She never stopped. And so I'm just very thankful for her. When I was in my early teen years, there was a lot of sexual immorality in my life. There was a lot of cursing. I mean, I would even curse God. Didn't believe in him, but would curse him. And going into my 20s, I partied a lot. I basically worked so I could have enough money to go party. I would work to make rent and buy alcohol. That was my early 20s. And I wanted to do that. That was it. I had no other ambitions in life. I didn't have any other desires than to do that. And this is where it enters into where I meet my wife, Ava. One night, I had a friend who called me up and said, hey, I want to go out. I want to go party. He had just found out his wife was cheating on him, and he wanted to go party. And so I said, let's go. So we went out, and I saw my now wife, Ava. She was out with her friends. I told one of my friends that I was going to go up to her and talk to her. And so we did. He started talking to her, and we hit it off. We exchanged numbers and started hanging out. And at that moment, Ava was also, she was partying too. But soon after we started dating, she told me that where I met her was not who she was. And that she said that she couldn't see herself being with me because I wasn't a Christian. And it really threw me off guard because I had an ego. I had an ego that was like, who's this God person that you're choosing me over? And so she started telling me. And another part of my testimony is my parents' house, where they live specifically. They live in Louisville, Kentucky. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. And they live literally 30 seconds walking distance to a Baptist church. So that's where I grew up. I grew up right next to Parkland Baptist Church over in the Okolona Highview area. And when my wife started making me think about God, she started bringing it up. I decided I wanted to go to church. I wanted to learn more. And so the only church I really knew was the church by my parents' house. So I started going to that church. I started reading the Bible for the first time. And the Bible that I had was my grandmother's Bible. She had given me probably a dozen years prior. And it was the New King James Version. And so I started reading it from page one in Genesis. And I was very confused. And it was very hard to read. And so I wanted to go to church. I wanted to talk to somebody who maybe knew more than I did. I started going to Parkland Baptist and very quickly joined the men's Bible study group they had there on Saturday mornings. The lead pastor was involved in that Bible study and just started preaching to me. Every week, he would preach the gospel. Every week, I'd read more of the Bible. And for probably a good month or more, I was feeling a pull, was feeling a draw from the Lord. He started changing things in my life. He started making me think differently. He started giving me affections for him and for his son, Jesus. I'm going through this kind of quickly and kind of shrunk down, but all of this happened in about a year time. So I met my wife at the end of 2011, and the Lord saved me in March or in February of 2013. And over that time period, I just continued to go to that Parkland Baptist Church. And Ava kept sending me devotionals and things like that to show me what and who this God was. And I was just always amazed. And I was just always questioning. I just wanted to know more. And I'm so thankful that the Lord brought me to that moment. And since being saved, so at Parkland Baptist, I was saved. And a few weeks later, I was baptized. A few months later, Ava and I got married. And she moved in with me. And we wanted to find a church that was close to us. And we lived downtown. And so I was playing basketball at Shelby Park one day. And some guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, do you go to church anywhere?" And I said, "No, but I'm looking." And so he said, "Well, you should come to my church. I go to Sojourn." I said, "Okay, well, we'll be there this weekend." And so Ava and I walked to Sojourn that weekend. And as we did, we passed Emmanuel. And as we passed it on the way back after leaving Sojourn, Ava said, "We should go to Emmanuel next week and see what they have to offer and see what they're about." And so we went, and we haven't left since. We became members in 2015, and we have been just overjoyed and thankful for what has happened since we've been at Emmanuel, as far as discipleship and as far as just the growth that the Lord has provided for me. There was a time where early on in my Christian life that I was still giving in to pornography. And a faithful brother, Ramley Perez, who's no longer here, just called me out one day and said, "How are you doing with your purity?" And I was honest with him. And from that day forward, I just felt convicted from him and from the Lord that I needed to get conquering over this sin. And so through much prayer, through much accountability from my wife and from other brothers, have overcome that sin. Praise the Lord. And I'm just very thankful for all of the ways that Emmanuel has helped me and my wife grow, not only just spiritually within our marriage and as parents. I'm just always amazed at what God has done at this church and what he has provided with the, not only the elders, but the members of this church. They have always seeked to disciple me, and praise the Lord, I hope to do that in the future for other young members of the church as well. I think one of the ways that God has called me to serve the church is to, you know, not only serve as in all the roles that the deacon has, but in ways that are helping people think through and work through their finances. I believe the Lord has just given me a zeal for this, to honor him in this. And I have, over the last 4 or 5 years, just gained a lot of knowledge and biblical knowledge of how to handle finances. And I want to help the church succeed in that. And I'm very, very thankful that the recent news that we are, the church building is now debt-free.